Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Saudi Arabia has cut diplomatic relations with Iran amid worsening tensions following the execution by Riyadh of a prominent Shia Muslim cleric. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir accused Iran of supporting terrorism in the region. On Saturday, protesters in Tehran stormed the Saudi embassy, denouncing the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr and 46 others. Qasr Naji of the BBC's Persian service has this report.
Saudi Arabia announced its decision less than 24 hours after hardline demonstrators stormed its embassy in Tehran, setting it on fire. There were no diplomats or staff at the embassy at the time of the attack. Now, Iranian diplomats have been given 48 hours to leave Saudi Arabia, but neither side wants to escalate the tensions beyond their control. The two countries, which represent the Sunni and Shiite strands of Islam, are already locked in proxy wars in Yemen and in Syria. They know they have to pull back from the brink, but they also feel they have to look and sound tough.
The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video released by the Islamic State militant group which appears to show the killing of five men accused of having spied for Britain. In the film, a man with a British accent makes threats towards the UK. A young English-speaking boy talks about killing unbelievers. The governor of the Mexican state of Morelos has taken command of police services in 15 towns following the murder of a newly elected mayor on Saturday. Graco Ramirez said the authorities would not be intimidated by organized crime. More from our America's editor, Leonardo Russia.
The mayor, Gisele Mota, was shot dead at her home less than 24 hours after taking office in the town of Temixco. She was one of many politicians backing the governor's proposals to remove power from local police. Governor Ramirez said her murder was an attempt by criminal gangs to defeat his plan. Morelos, just south of Mexico City, has become one of the country's most violent states in recent years. Rival cartels control drug trafficking and extortion rings in different towns.
Sweden has introduced identity checks in an attempt to reduce the number of migrants arriving there via Denmark. Our Europe reporter Gavin Lee has more.
More than 160,000 people arrived in the country last year. In November, Sweden joined with Germany and Austria in temporarily introducing random border checks in Europe's passport-free Schengen zone. Today's measures are more comprehensive and apply to all travellers arriving from Denmark by train, bus and boat. Those travelling without papers are being warned they won't be allowed to continue their journey. It's the first time since the 1950s that the controls have been introduced and they'll be carried out on the Danish side of the border, costing the Danes an estimated $150,000 a day.
BBC News. Fighting is continuing at an Indian Air Force base near the border with Pakistan, which was stormed by militants early on Saturday. At least seven Indian soldiers and four attackers have died so far at the Pathankot base. India's Home Secretary said two gunmen were still at large. There's been an earthquake in northeastern India near the borders with Myanmar and Bangladesh. Tremors have been felt across the region. Akbar Hussein in the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka has more details.
People in Dhaka were awoken at 5 a.m. when the powerful earthquake struck. Hundreds of thousands came out of their homes and stayed on the streets fearing an aftershock. The United States Geological Service says the magnitude of earthquake was 6.8. The epicenter was around 400 kilometers from Dhaka, in the Indian state of Manipur. Tens of millions of people across the region felt the tremor, but there was no immediate reports of casualties or damage to property.
Police in the U.S. state of Oregon have accused a group of armed protesters of attempting to spark a national movement to overthrow the local and federal governments. They have urged people to stay away from a wildlife refuge which has been occupied by the protesters. The occupation was sparked by the planned jailing of two ranchers convicted of arson on federal land. It's not clear how many people are taking part in the anti-government demonstration. Police in California say they've arrested an armed robbery suspect with the help of a selfie he took with one of his alleged victims. Officers said 18-year-old Victor Almanza Martinez is one of three men accused of stealing a car and personal belongings from four people last week. Before driving off, he's said to have exchanged information with one of the group, a woman, and snapped a photo with her. BBC World News.